Monday, January 23rd, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. America first, screw globalization is a very different U.S. economic strategy than we have pursued since World War II. Pandora's box is now open. Word is that the new administration will go right to work negotiating a new trade deal with the UK, which puts our hand on the scale in their favor in their negotiation to leave the European Union. Donald is aligning with the Brits against the EU with comments that he doesn't think the EU will survive. Let's see if Donald can get the Brits to drop the precautionary principle. Failure to open UK ag markets would make his talk of winning with bilateral trade deals appear phony. The U.S. accounted for 20% of UK trade. Our unlevel treatment of the European Union and the Brexit will produce hard feelings against us in Europe. NAFTA is first up for renegotiation. The notice for a meeting with Mexico and Canada will be immediate. The president doesn't need permission from Congress to withdraw from NAFTA. Mexico is our number one corn and pork buyer, number two beef buyer, and number three soybean buyer. The ag sector gains nothing from this challenge of NAFTA except risk. Mexico has free trade agreements with several more countries than we do, including Japan. The failure to move forward with TPP, which the president confirmed, leaves Australia at an advantage to the U.S. on beef and Mexico at an advantage to the U.S. on pork going into Japan. Mexico is our largest pork export buyer. Given their own demand for pork and the opportunity to export tariff-free to Japan, economist Steve Meyer says that Mexico plans a 20% expansion of their sow herd. That may be good for U.S. corn producers as long as the border is still open to trade with Mexico. Hard to see how any of this is good for U.S. pork producers, however. The Economist magazine discussed the coming engagement with the Trump administration in Mexico. They wrote, Mexican analysts are thinking about how the country might fight the next skirmish. Maize, grown mainly in the states that voted for Trump, will be a tempting target. The U.S. sold about $2.5 billion worth to Mexico in 2016. American corn farmers might press the White House to relent. On January 6th, 16 American maize farming groups warned in a letter to Trump and Mike Pence that disrupting the trade with Mexico and other countries would have devastating consequences for farmers who are already suffering from low prices. It's always odd to hear corn called maize here in Iowa. Mexico buys corn for good reason. They have been expanding livestock production, both cattle and hogs. That corn logistically is railed into Mexico from the U.S. There is certainly corn out there in the world, primarily from Brazil and Ukraine next harvest, that could offset their dependence on U.S. supply. There would be logistical problems as it would have to move through a port. I think that the recent large corn purchases done by Mexico in late 2016 were preemptive to give them a buffer if supply is disrupted. You're listening to the Comstock Report. 3, 2, 1. Farm Futures released their survey of acreage intentions and found the expected trends, but with a stronger commitment than USDA baseline. Spring wheat acreage was off over 5% and sorghum off nearly 16% in those intentions. They look for 90.52 million acres of corn off 3.7%. That leaves a lot of acres available to go to something else. They surveyed cotton acreage intentions at 11.45 million acres, up 13.7%. The big shift was, of course, to soybeans and overall intentions, with farmers stating that they would plant 90.49 million acres, up 8.5%. Most working numbers for soybean acres have been 86 to 87 million, so if realized and the weather cooperates, that would be a very bearish outcome. There has been a near universal expectation for soybeans to trade 11 to 11 and a quarter that may be getting overcrowded. Despite lots of talk about poor weather in South America, we expect crops will come through. There's a cycle low due in soybeans late next month. Rains are slowing the soybean harvest in the Mato Grosso, but that also means the conditions for planting the Safrinha second corn crop in Brazil are much improved over last year. Global fund managers increased their cash holdings slightly recently. The Wall Street Journal pointed out investor concerns over devaluation of the Chinese currency in a potential trade war. The Chinese economy is a bubble and Donald Trump is a pin. He knows their vulnerability and will exploit it, but he cannot know how they will respond totally and may push too far. We may be looking at the wrong kind of inflation. I hope that the stock market investors make a lot of money this year, but when it changes, it could be abrupt, like turning off a light bulb in an otherwise pitch black room, with no orientation to where things are at in order to regain bearings because they've never been in this room before. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa online at Comstock.com or call 712-933-9400.